This episode of The Compendium is sponsored by the Deck of Stories Kickstarter. The Deck of Stories is a fresh new storytelling system that helps you to create a legendary adventure in just 15 minutes, so you can spend less time prepping D&D and more time actually playing. Check it out on Kickstarter.
Welcome to The Compendium, a resource that's designed to help you spend less time learning D&D and more time actually playing.
So moving down the list, let's head on to Deafened. This one has a grand one bullet point underneath of it, so I'm going to guess that it's pretty self-explanatory, but...
Yeah, it's very complicated. It's exactly the way you think it works. They can't hear, and anything that would require them to hear, they can't do it. Simple as that. Just like the blindness, deafness spell we mentioned earlier, this is a way to do it. Wearing earplugs or stuffing wax in your ears could do it too. Kind of like, what is it? The Iliad, where he does that. And so they aren't charmed by the sirens in the sea, and he lashes himself to the mast so he can hear it, and goes crazy, but wants that experience, 'cause that's a good idea, I guess. So deafened is you just can't hear.
No, that makes a lot of sense. When you said that some of these can be used to your advantage, I was like, really? Why would you do that? But that context makes perfect sense, that you could, shove some wax in your ears to pass something that has like a loud sound or appealing or something like that. So
yeah,
that was a good kind of example for me to kind of clarify some of that too.
Yeah, sure. And that's the thing too, is that that one seems so simple. Like you said, it's one bullet point, which is like a real obvious thing, but it's good that they have this obvious thing as a mechanic in the game, because when they have things like the silence spell, they can just reference this and say everyone in that zone is under the effect of the deafened condition, so they cannot hear. And so it makes it really easy, because they can make a rule that references another rule.
The next one is a little bit more involved, not by much, but frightened.
Frightened is really interesting, actually. And there's a lot of creatures that use it. The most notable are like larger, older dragons have this. But basically, once someone is frightened, which is different than being just afraid, that can happen in a number of combat situations. But the frightened condition basically means whenever you try to roll the d20 for attack rolls or ability checks, that's not saves. But ability checks and attack rolls, they have disadvantage as long as they can see the thing that they're afraid of. So ducking down behind something and then making an ability check, then that's okay. And then also too, you can't get any closer to the thing that made you have the frightened condition, not willingly at least. So this is kind of fun, because it's a way, easy way to neutralize people or kind of like place disadvantage on them for some of the most common things that'll happen in a battle especially, and it can be difficult to shake sometimes.
Yeah, and I'm glad that you kind of clarified that, because I used this, I don't want to say I used it wrong, I just don't think I fully understood exactly what the mechanic was, because I had a session where I was confronting my players with their like deepest fears.
Yeah.
Right. And I wanted it to like, you know, you think about it when you see that or experience that deepest fear, like it, you have an emotional, like physiological response to that. And that's kind of what I was going for. But the situation, the way I laid it out, I'm like, okay, and you're frightened. But realistically, because of the circumstances, that condition did nothing, because they were able to instantly kind of get removed from that fear, and like they wouldn't see it anymore. And so I was like, well, that's not actually what I was going for. So it's not, like you said, it's not just being afraid. It's a very, very specific mechanic that behaves in very specific ways.
Right. Yeah. By making it a mechanic in the game, it can mean something very specific, but your characters can still be afraid without having the frightened condition. So it's nice to have that kind of distinction between the two things.
The next one is grappled, and I'm actually really interested in this, because I feel like I understand the concept, but I don't really get how to use it in a real session with, you know, rolling, like how do you grapple somebody? Like what, how do you get out of it? There's lots of little things that I feel like I don't quite get yet. So let's break down these three bullet points.
Yeah. So no, you're right. Grappled is very confusing, or it can be, but it doesn't have to be, because really grappled is really just one bullet point. And if a creature's grappled, they just lose all their speed. It's just zero, They can't go anywhere, and they can't cast a spell to gain more, you know, like long strider or something, or haste to get more speed. It's just your speed is zero and you can't change it until the grapple condition wears off. And so like a boa constrictor or a giant octopus grabbing you would be grappled. The other two bullet points are explanations of what could happen anytime you use grapple that could maybe circumvent this. And so if the person who's grappling, if they become incapacitated, which is yet another condition we're talking about next, it ends. So if they can't move or do anything, if they're kind of incapacitated, then they can't hold on to the person anymore. So they're no longer grappled. And then also too, they can still be moved. The person grappled can still be moved against their will with something. So if someone pushes or shoves them or is hurled away, but the example here, like by a thunder wave spell, certain kinds of Elder's Blast can like push people away. Those things can push people out of the grapple condition as well. They're basically being pushed out of the grasp of whoever had them grappled, or, you know, maybe in a bar brawl, someone pulls out their Gracie Barra jujitsu moves and has them in a headlock, but they can still be pushed out of that. But grappled is one of those things that I think people get confused sometimes. They think that they can't attack as well. Grappled just means you can't go anywhere. You can still attack. You can still make saving throws. You can still cast spells. You can do everything else. All it means is your speed is zero. That's it.
Okay. So, cause like that's a good clarification. Cause I think of grappled like somebody coming up behind you and just like grabbing you. And with that, like you wouldn't be able to attack. You would kind of be more of what would probably be considered incapacitated. Which I think is where a little bit of my confusion came from.
And also there's a condition called restrained, which does mean those things can't happen. So it's a kind of higher version of grappled. And like with most things that we talked about before, how you get out of grappled or how you start a grappled is dealt with in other places. If it's in a monster stat block, it'll say what it needs to do to grapple and how to get out of it. But typically when you grapple with somebody, the person who initiates is making an athletics check, and the person who's trying to get out of it is going to make a contested athletics or acrobatics check. Again, you know,
really, I would have thought it would have been a strength.
Well, athletics is a strength, you know, skill, but acrobatics makes sense because again, you can pull out your Gracie Barra jujitsu moves and kind of like flip wizard your way out of things too. And so, you don't see it used a whole lot because if someone's not good in athletics, they might be good in acrobatics. And so there's more ways to get out of it than there are ways to put someone into it. But there are certain creatures, like we mentioned before, giant octopi and such, that have it as a natural ability, and it's a little bit easier for them because it's kind of what they're good at.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. And can I also just point out that this third bullet point, I'm pretty sure this is why I started the compendium. Let me just read this real quick.
Sure.
The condition also ends if an effect removes the grappled creature from the reach of the grappler or grappling effect, such as when the creature is hurled away by the Thunderwave spell. You know, if you pull that apart, okay, sure. But like just reading this, I'm like what is going on here? So...
Yeah, exactly. And that makes you bring up a good point by reading that, because there are grappling effects. Like there are some druid and ranger spells that can have grasping vines come up and grab you. That's not a grappling creature, it's a grappling effect. And so it's there's true. Multiple ways to do it.
We hope you guys enjoyed this episode of The Compendium. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast if you haven't already done so, since episodes are published every Tuesday and Friday, or Monday and Thursdays if you're a patron on our Patreon account. If you enjoy listening each week, a great way to help support the show outside of contributing to our Patreon is just by sharing a link to this episode with one of your friends that you think might like it too. We hope to see you back in a few days for the next episode, where we're going to be continuing our discussion, delving further into the world of D&D.